Hey there, Focus Factory fam. It's your boy Leo Weston, back again to help you unlock that peak productivity potential and conquer your day like a boss. Ever feel like you're drowning in to-dos? Like you're juggling flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a secret weapon that can change all that. And it doesn't involve superhuman strength or teleportation. Though those would be pretty awesome. It's called delegation. And trust me, mastering this art is like discovering a cheat code for success. You see, we often think being super productive means doing everything ourselves. We become these one-person show wonders, tirelessly marching through our endless lists. But here's the catch, that solo act can burn you out faster than a disco inferno in a sauna. Delegation isn't about slacking off. It's about strategically handing off tasks to free up your precious time and energy for the stuff that truly matters. The big picture thinking, the creative brainstorming, the game-changing initiatives. So, how do you actually become a delegation ninja? Buckle up, because we're diving into 5 killer takeaways that will revolutionize your approach. 1. Know your strengths and weaknesses. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ask a baker to fix your car, right? Same goes for tasks at work or home. Identify what you truly excel at, those areas where you shine and bring maximum value. Then, pinpoint the things that drain your energy or just aren't your forte. Delegate those tasks to someone who's got the skills and enthusiasm to rock them. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about playing to your strengths and maximizing everyone's talents. 2. Choose wisely. Delegation isn't just about offloading whatever you can. It's about selecting the right person for the job. Consider their skills, experience, and even personality. Someone who thrives on taking initiative might be perfect for a complex project, while someone who's meticulous and detail-oriented could excel at tasks requiring precision. Think of it like matching puzzle pieces. You want to find the perfect fit for each task. 3. Clear communication is key. This is where things get real. Don't just hand over a task and hope for the best. Provide clear, concise instructions. Think of it as your own personal recipe for success. Outline expectations, deadlines, and any resources they need to succeed. And don't forget to check in regularly. It shows you care about their progress and provides an opportunity for feedback and course correction. 4. Empower, don't micromanage. Delegation isn't about turning your team into robots who blindly follow orders. It's about giving them the autonomy to take ownership of their work. Trust their abilities, encourage their creativity, and let them make decisions within the scope of the task. Remember, they bring unique perspectives and solutions to the table, embrace that. 5. Celebrate successes. When things go well, and they will, celebrate those wins. Acknowledge their efforts publicly, offer sincere praise, and show your appreciation for a job well done. Positive reinforcement is like rocket fuel for motivation. Ever feel overwhelmed by all the emails flooding your inbox? Picture this. You delegate the task of sorting through unnecessary messages to an assistant who's organized and efficient. Boom! You reclaim valuable time, focus on what matters most, and create a win-win situation. That's delegation in action. Now, let me be real, delegation takes practice. It might feel awkward at first, like you're giving up control, which is the opposite of what it actually does. But trust me, once you get the hang of it, it's a game changer. You'll have more time, less stress, and the satisfaction of knowing that your team is empowered to shine. Remember, folks, delegation isn't about being lazy. It's about being strategic, efficient, and ultimately, more productive. It's about building a high-performing team where everyone feels valued and motivated. So go out there, delegate like a boss, and watch your productivity soar. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little delegation boost. Maybe they're feeling overwhelmed too. Hit that subscribe button, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay focused and keep crushing those goals.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.